Apple revives its full-size speaker, by Joseph D'Avila in the Wall Street Journal. Apple Incorporated is bringing back the full-size HomePod after discontinuing the original version of its smart speaker. Online ordering for the HomePod for $299 started Wednesday and will be available beginning February 3rd. The new version of the HomePod adds room-sensing technology that recognizes sound reflections from surfaces nearby. That helps the speaker determine whether it is close to a wall or is in an open room, which allows it to adapt the sound to fit its surroundings. The HomePod also is equipped with new sensors, allowing it to listen for smoke and carbon monoxide alarms and send notifications to an iPhone. It can sense temperatures and close blinds when a certain temperature is reached in a room. The upgraded HomePod also supports a tech standard called Matter. It allows smart home gadgets like energy-saving thermostats and app-controlled lights to be compatible with devices made by Apple, Amazon.com Incorporated, and other companies that have signed on to the standard. Cupertino, California-based Apple began selling the voice-activated speaker in 2018, following in the footsteps of Amazon's Echo and Alphabet Incorporated's Google Home. The HomePod was originally priced at $349, compared with $100 for Echo and $129 for Google Home. But the higher price for the HomePod turned off some consumers. The company cut the price by $50 after it initially sold poorly. In 2020, Apple began selling a 99 version called the HomePod Mini. 1 year later, Apple discontinued the full-size version of the HomePod to focus on the HomePod Mini. With the popularity of HomePod Mini, we've seen growing interest in even more powerful acoustics achievable in a larger HomePod, said Greg Joswiak, Apple's Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing. Amazon's Echo controlled 67% of the smart speaker market in the U.S. at the end of last year, followed by Google Home, which comprised about 27% of the market, according to estimates from research firm Consumer Intelligence Research Partners. Apple's HomePod made up about 6% of the market. Over half of all smart speakers sold are the lowest priced models, typically selling for under $100, said Michael Levin, co-founder of Consumer Intelligence Research Partners. The new HomePod is well designed for playing music, which remains the most frequent use of smart speakers, he said. Still, it's not really positioned to sell any kind of volume because of its higher price point, he said. The iPhone maker on Tuesday unveiled its latest iteration of the MacBook Pro. The new versions will come with Apple's in-house design chips called the M2 Pro and M2 Max, which the company says will deliver more efficient performance and longer battery life.